to Writing Easy, a podcast where we take the somewhat onerous task of writing and try to make it a little easier. I'm one of your hosts, Mary Mascari.
And I'm your other host, Melissa Long.
Here we are on a rainy Saturday, ready to talk about, this is perfect writing weather for me.
Yeah.
It's cozy. But we're going to be, it's summertime, so we're going to be starting talking about some summer stuff this week. Particularly writing conventions, or cons, if you're in the know. Conferences, conventions, Constantinople, any of those things. It's all con. But I want to start with a quote. I found this quote. It's actually on Pinterest, and I put it on my Pinterest board. It is from Pat Schneider, and the title of the book that this is in is called Writing Alone and with Others. And if this quote is any indication, this sounds like a pretty cracker book. So, if I tell you my character has gray hair, you will not see her. If I tell you she has a tiny scar at the upper left corner of her lip from which protrudes one gray whisker, you will make the rest of her face with, you will make up the rest of her face with absolute clarity. If I tell you my character is waiting in a car, you won't be caught. But if I tell you he pushes his fingers down in the crack of the car seat where the ancient leather has pulled away from the seat frame and pulls up a small coin purse with a faded note in it, you will be mine.
Ooh.
I love that. It's just that one or two small details are far better than a paragraph of description, which I always skip anyway.
This really resonates with me because I am horrible at description, like absolutely horrible. And I tend to, especially in early drafts, you tend to default to the, oh, they have black hair and it's shoulder length and they're wearing this outfit. So it was always a lot of work to get something as visual as this, that as what is described in this quote. But that's the end goal.
But even just that last image of someone in a car, you know, pulling up the thing, it's like, that's all you needed, right? Who cares what kind of car it is? Like, it was really evocative. And I think that's a fantastic lesson. Giving one or two details and letting the reader's mind fill in the rest, as opposed to boring them with an inventory of visual cues.
Exactly. And I think it's interesting because in screenwriting, I think people default to, well, you don't need real description and it's very blank and dry and just sort of action because other creatives are going to fill in the rest, but you have to give them something to visualize to make sure everybody's on the same page. And the description about the car, to me, is something that I would put in a screenplay or a script as well, because it gets the essence of like the image you're trying to create. And it's not about, it has to be this brand of a car with these exact holes in the side or whatever.
Yeah, boy, it's a good lesson. I'm going to go through my draft now and find all the descriptions and just maybe do one or two evocative details.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
All right. Well, I'm depressing. I'm in that stage. I'm in the edit word polish stage.
Yeah.
So like, I think I'm going to do that. But you don't have to. I won't think any less of you if you don't.
Well, I'm not in the edit stage. So yeah. I would have to like do that to something that's published and that would just break my heart.
Or, and yeah, to try to do that in the early figuring out what's going on stage is probably counterproductive.
Yeah. It's a good exercise, I guess, for skill, but you're still going to cut a bunch of it, so it's not efficient.
Yeah. But our main topic today, Melissa, is, this is one of yours, we're talking about Constantinople.
Cons. Con artists.
Yeah, no, different thing. How to run a long con. Well, first you find your mark.
Yeah, no, I thought it would be helpful to talk about writing conventions or writers' conventions because so many of them happen in the summer and early fall. And they are really great ways to network, to learn about the craft, to get re-inspired. There's so many different ones out there. And so I thought we'd just celebrate them and talk a little bit about what we like, what we've been to, how to prepare for a con and think so that you can maximize the experience because they can become quite expensive if you're traveling for one of the larger ones.
Yeah, I love conventions. Conventions and conferences, I think, are essentially the same thing. There's probably a specific reason why one is one and one's the other. But basically, it's, you know, a bunch of people in a hotel with a similar interest all talking about the thing. So
maybe that's why they use cons, conventions and conference. It works both ways. Yeah. We like that as writers. Yeah. So I guess, Mary.
Before we do this, though, I think we need to remind everybody and ask a favor of our wonderful listeners. to go onto iTunes and give us a review, rate us. It makes a huge, huge difference for us. It really helps other people find our podcast. So if you don't mind taking, like, it's like a minute or two, not a big deal, but just to write, hey, this is great, give us some stars. Quantity really is over quality to a certain extent. You don't need to write a book, but that would really help us out a lot.
Yes, please, please, please. With a cherry on top.
Ooh, cherry.
Okay, so Mary, I have a question for you, which is,
yes.
Do you remember your first writing con?
Yes. Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. You know, it's interesting because I've been going to science fiction conventions for many years. And so that was my first introduction because there sometimes would be a writing track at a science fiction con. But the first time I went to an actual conference convention that was specific for writing, I do remember that greatly, and it was a fantastic experience. It was I think this was called the Writer's Workshop. It was at University of Wisconsin, Madison. I drove up with a buddy. The two of us came up together. It was like 2 days, and it was great. How about you? What was your first one?
Yeah, I'm struggling a little bit. I think it was also like science fiction con that was local, and some of my writers group members were published authors at the time, and so they were telling me about it and encouraging me to go. I was not a like hardcore sci-fi fantasy writer. I fell into it because I liked urban fantasy, and at the time, like, nobody really knew what to do with contemporary vampires running around a city. It was like, oh, what is this? Is this romance? Is it fantasy? What is this? So it was not my first instinct to go to one of those conventions. And yeah, and they had a very strong writer's track, and that was my first sort of exposure to, like, oh, people do this. They get together and they talk specifically about you know, how to write this work, how to get published. And I think there were some agents and editors there that were sort of guests of honor. And so that was like the gateway drug of choice to much, much bigger conferences that I go to now.
Yeah, you're going to Comic-Con, aren't you? Now that's like the biggest ever.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, I'm scared of Comic-Con, but we'll build up to that.
We'll get into that. So stay tuned. So yeah, I guess we should talk a little bit for folks who aren't as familiar with conferences and writing conferences, like sort of what are they? You mentioned that you went to one that was sort of held at a university, which is very common, or that's sponsored by a writing program at a university. I found that a lot of them are also done by professional writers associations or genre-specific associations and fandom groups.
For science fiction conventions, there's usually groups of fans, or fen, if you want to be really nerdy, groups of fen who say, hey, we really like this thing, let's run this. And if there's a writing track to it, then that's different. But yeah, every writing thing I've done has been through, just about all of them, through university, associated with a university. I didn't even put that together.
Yeah, that's because I haven't gone to as many that are associated with the university, but I think it's because I found the ones in my area to be very heavily literary focused.
Yeah.
And thus we get into the, you know, battle of genres and merit. So I tend to like heavily go to genre specific ones, which are usually not sponsored by a university, but they're more sponsored by, like I said, the professional association or like a group of authors coming together. So romance has a lot of like reader author get togethers that are small local conferences that do the same thing. And they're just sort of fan driven.
So if you want to find a con, there are different sizes. We kind of hear from now where they run the gamut. So sometimes it's one day in one hotel ballroom with a couple of people. That's great. Sometimes it's San Diego Comic-Con, which is enormous, and everything in between. So that's something to keep in mind of what size of con you are comfortable with. You know, if it's really big, is that going to be overwhelming for you? Like me, I can't handle those for more than a day before I have to go to sleep for a while. but, you know, if it's too small, then that could also be kind of not your thing. But maybe it is. everyone's different. I always found mine through good old Google. I would search for writing conventions and checking the price. There's usually a price for it, and the price varied. So I found one that was where I wanted to go for what I wanted to pay. And I had to drive a little bit, but it was okay. I'm also near a couple urban areas. I think if you're really far away from anything, that might be a little harder. But yeah, Google search works great.
Yes. And I think Writer's Digest often has like
a ton
of things listed in their magazines and on the website. So you can, again, often Google will direct you there, but that's another source of a ton of different conferences.
Yeah, especially for if you're just starting out and want to start out in the business. So they're really good at the business end of stuff, and they'll give you the basics really well. I mean, they do other things too, but I feel that that's what they specialize in. I think that's their strength.
Yeah.
And then there's all the different writers associations for different genres. They'll sometimes host conferences, and they're not necessarily only limited to the members of that group. I think often they're not.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little cheaper for members, maybe like $25 or $50 cheaper. But yes, they're usually open to the public.
So those are some good places to find it. You know, dig around, read into it, you know, look at your budget, where you are in your career, what you think you're going to get out of it. And actually, I think that's a really good time to go on to our next thing of just like, what do you do there? How do you get ready for it? How to make the most of it? What do you do before a con, Melissa?
I look at the guest list, right? I look at who's going to be attending, and I mark off who are the people that are a priority for me to see, hear, meet, etc. So like all the agendas are often posted in advance with the presenter schedule. Like we mentioned before, sometimes there's tracks with different themes. So even some of the larger ones that are more heavily focused on writing may have one on self-publishing, and they may have a track on they may have a track that's designed specifically for pitching and the business. So think about like what your goal is, and then review mm-hmm. the agenda and have a game plan beforehand. And I always say, like, don't try to see everything, and in particular, don't plan back-to-back sessions, because you are not, it's going to be hard to get in, and you have to get from one room to the other room, and you have to have breaks for, you know, bio needs, right? So it's very stressful if you're like, oh, I'm expecting to be able to leave and get to this other spot to see this other author who's very popular. There's probably a line waiting outside the door to get in, and you'll be really frustrated if you've planned your schedule in that way, especially at the larger conventions.
If it's your first con, I wouldn't overschedule yourself. If nothing else, you might, you know, bring a book and sit and read in the corner and just try to decompress if you're an introvert, which you probably are.
Yes.
One thing I did, my first time I went to a convention, it was, first couple ones was just like, what do I do? How do I write? As you may recall from the previous episode where I ranted about writers' groups and how important it is to learn how to write from a person who's teaching it, I went there looking for that. And one thing that I did for one of them is I made sure I wore t-shirts of my fandom. I kind of, you know, signaled my tribe. Mm-hmm. I had a big Doctor Who shirt on, and it was great because then someone was able to say, oh, Doctor Who, I like Doctor Who too. And then we were able to talk, and we still stay in touch. Now it helped that this woman was very much an extrovert. So she saw that, and she just started up a conversation because that's one of her amazing gifts. But I think it's helpful to kind of signal, you know, who you are, what you're about, so you can find, and then look at other people too. And if you see someone wearing a t-shirt of something you like, go, oh, hey, there's that. I like that. You know, it's a good, you want to find other people.
Exactly. And I find as an introvert, I've gone by myself, but I love to go with a friend if my purpose is networking, so that I have like a wingman, right? So like mm-hmm. somebody to like help break the ice or start the conversation, because I always have a trouble starting conversations with strangers. I'm like, I feel awkward and I'm interrupting their like whatever they're doing. And so I go with somebody who's more extroverted than me. Even if they're not a writer, I can sometimes convince like family or other people to tag along, and then they become the sort of icebreaker for that conversation.
That's great, because they won't have the same hangups as you do, because they don't have anything at stake.
Yes.
Right. So they just meet someone. They'll be like, oh, hey, so what is that? They're genuinely curious. They don't know anything about it. Where you're like, oh, my God, you can't say that to this person.
Exactly.
Because that's just all in your head. But if you have, yeah, that's a really good idea. Like, I'm going to bring my mom next time. That'd be great.
Yes. So I brought my mother to New York City for the Romance Writers of America annual conference, which has about like 400 different authors participating. Well, it's probably more than that. It's 400 Huge. Participating in the actual book signing. But yeah, she would like go around and talk to people and then come back with like a stack of business cards. And she'd be like, hey, Melissa, guess who I met in the elevator? I told her all about your book. Like she,
That's so great.
It was great. And because she was kind of like, I don't know about this writing thing. It doesn't seem like it's a career and all of this stuff. But when she went there, seeing how many people were involved and invested in this business and like it really elevated what I was trying to do for her, and that like, oh, these are real people. And yes, some of them have other day jobs, but they do this because they're passionate about it. And it just gave her a new respect, I think, for my writing and the space that I carve out in my life for writing.
Like when you see actual human beings doing the thing, it's a real thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really great. Yeah, that's brilliant. So yeah, bring a friend, wear a nerdy t-shirt. These are great things. Some things you can also do at conferences is they'll sell other services, like, do you want a manuscript review? Do you want, sometimes there's extra workshops with smaller groups of people. Sometimes you can pitch to an agent or an editor, or you can take a class where you get feedback on your query, all these sort of things. So that's another benefit you can get. I personally love pitching in person. We've talked about this before. One thing you want to do is look at the guests of honor, the agents who are going to be there. And if they are looking for something that you are writing, then you should maybe think about talking to them. Think about pitching to them.
I've done plenty of pitches. All of them went well, actually.
Also, bring a notebook to take notes. That sounds maybe kind of obvious, but I've seen a lot of people who just go there and sit. And for me, I'm constantly getting ideas and new things, and sometimes you do exercises and things like that, you know. So bring, I have a notebook I bring, or you can bring your laptop, but laptops can be hard because sometimes you don't have a desk.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have your lap, but bring stuff to take notes because you're going to be learning stuff.
Yes, and I love to record sessions when allowed, and I will listen to them again. So I use my cell phone, just turn it on record, and I have the whole audio for a particular panel. And then if they don't allow it, sometimes they will sell the recording or post it for members. So that's another thing to look into, especially if you aren't able to attend, which you're not going to be able to attend all the sessions that you want to. That's a good way to be able to listen to it post-conference.
Yeah, I've seen that for professional conferences I've gone through for the day job, but never a writing one. That's really good.
Yeah, RWA does it, and it's definitely worth it.
All right, you have something here in the outline that says the swag gag. Please tell me what that is.
The swag gag. So when you go to these conferences, especially the genre-themed ones, you'll find tables full of swag, right? Like bookmarks and postcards with book covers on them and sample like first chapters of books. And then also, at least in romance land, you'll see buttons and chapstick and mirrors. And there's all kinds of stuff that is branded for particular authors that they're trying to give to attendees. And so I put this on there and I call it the swag gag because one, I personally hate swag. And I was very excited the first time. I was like, oh, all the things. And then I just ended up with like two bags full of junk that I never looked at again and then like tossed out. It never actually got me to buy anything. And it's very expensive to do. So it's like new authors starting out often would think, okay, this is how I'm going to market my book. And I need to have all these things at my book signing. And I would say, like, you don't need all the things in the world. A bag of Hershey's Kisses does wonders. And you That's don't perfect. Have to pay, like, $50 for postcards that you're just going to sit in your office and never use.
Yeah, and then as an attendee, you can take them. I mean, you know, but don't feel like you have to.
Yes.
Now, one thing that happened for me happened at one convention where they gave me books, like a bag of books. And they're yours for free, part of the membership. So maybe have space in your suitcase for that. If you weren't ready for it.
Yeah, I was not ready for that when I went to RWA. And they like literally have like I left with probably 75 books.
Yeah.
So like I had to mail them all. And so you see us like everybody's like hoarding cardboard boxes and running over to the post office and they're shipping in the hotel set up for that. But nobody told me that going in. And so the second time I was very prepared. And I even had a strategy where I was like, I know which publisher's like session I'm going to because they're giving away these books and they represent these authors. And that's what I want. So like it's not set up that as like sort of a grab bag or like when you sign in at registration, you grab the books. It's like, nope.
Oh,
like,
I had that.
You have these events and you go and you get signed. You get, they do free signings and other gift cards and different things like that. But they just have stacks of books and you walk into the room and choose what you want.
Well, for the Nebulous and for Murder Mayhem, like I came in, I got my badge and they said, here are your books.
Yeah.
Like, and like, I'm going to take them out to the car because they weigh like 30 pounds.
Right. Like, I would like to stay at the conference. So be prepared.
Yeah. So a couple other, that brings up a couple things. You're going to register beforehand. You'll get a badge with your name on it that you should wear so that people know who they are, who you are, and then you can see their badges and see who they are, which is handy. They will possibly provide snacks, maybe, but like water and cookies, maybe. But plan that you're going to probably have to provide your own meals somewhere, like you just run out or whatever. But it's kind of nice because then you like you meet someone in a panel and be like, hey, let's go out to lunch real quick. So that's kind of nice. Sometimes there'll be a special dinner that you may either buy or be part of the registration. I like to bring some snacks and a water bottle because that's who I am as a person.
Yeah. Those are all good pointers. So, well, why don't we wrap up this topic by talking a little bit about our favorite cons or the cons that we're attending this summer?
In 2 weeks, I will be at In Your Right Mind, which is at Seton Hill University, our alma mater. I like it a lot because it's all the alums of the Seton Hill Writing Popular Fiction program and anyone else who wants to come. It's not limited just to alums. But we're all sharing everything we've done. So you've got a lot of people at the same level, all helping each other. And it's a lot of fun. So that's where I'm going. I have also had a lot of success at the Nebula Awards Conference. This is CIFWA, the Science Fiction Writers Association, their awards every year are the Nebulas. And rather than just having a ceremony, they have a conference that goes the whole weekend. And it's amazing. It was in Chicago for 2 years, and I went both years, and it blew my freaking mind because the access to these writers is just everywhere. Like, I couldn't believe it. I'm just sitting there in the lobby, and there's Anne Leckie. Hi, Anne Leckie. Hello, multiple Hugo Award winner-winning author, Anne Leckie. Let's talk. And she gave me a pin, and she everybody is there. Oh, would you like to go to this panel that David Brin is on? Yes, please. And it's what I like about this one is it's made for writers, and it's made for science fiction and fantasy writers. So sometimes you go to a writer's conference, and you have a lot of people who are writing nonfiction, and I come there as a science fiction writer and there's just nothing for me. Or sometimes it's a science fiction thing and there aren't any writers. Everyone's a gamer or something like that. Which, again, nothing wrong with either of these things, but that's not what I was looking for. So part of the reason I really like the CIFWA Nebula Awards Conference is that it's for science fiction writers, which is what I am.
And that one moves, right, each year?
Yeah, every 2 years. So it's in California this year and I think next year. And then I don't know where it is after that.
Yeah, that's the good thing about the bigger ones. Like, often they do move. So maybe if you don't want to pay to travel cross country 1 year, like the next cycle, it'll be closer to home and a little bit more affordable.
How about you? What are some of your favorites?
Yeah. So I mean, we mentioned that I'm doing Comic-Con. This is my San Diego Comic-Con. This is my third year attending. And it is a blast. It is obviously a genre-based Comic-Con and not a writing specific one, but there are a lot of there are writers tracks, there are book tracks, and then there's like the big sort of Hollywood TV show film tracks that are a lot of fun. And for me, like trying to break into television and film, having access to the showrunners and the writers, there's often writers panels there in addition to the big ones with all of the actors and celebrities. I just get very inspired and recharged in being in that environment. So that's a fun one. It is very difficult to get tickets. It is very expensive. It is always in San Diego. So I kind of plan my summer around that particular conference. What else? I am a big fan of RWA's annual conference, which moves around from year to year. So this year it's in New York. But the problem is that the timing hits usually is like right before, right after San Diego Comic-Con. So I have to choose one or the other because I have to work. And I don't have a lot of money, so I can't go to both most times.
Yeah. Well, great. So try these out. They're a really great resource, and I think they'll help you a lot. And keep in mind that there are also, usually they have things that are free for the public, just kind of ancillary things that happen. Sometimes the guest of honor will also give a speech for the community, or there'll be other events that are like nearby, especially for the big ones. So if you can't afford the full thing, maybe think about going for just a day or kind of hang out and see, you know, so just to see if it's worth it so that maybe next year you do buy a membership.
Yes, that's how I did my first local RWA event was like that. I went for like a night panel because I didn't want to commit to the whole weekend. And they have a lot of their panels are often on like bringing in experts. So it was like a panel with a police officer and a SWAT guy and a firefighter. And so it was really interesting just in general. And it was a full house, even people who weren't writers who just had questions and wanted to hear from these experts in their fields that we don't always have access to. So that's another thing to think about. Depending on the type of conference, sometimes they have sessions and panels that are going to give you just information and access to people that you wouldn't normally be able to connect with. So don't knock the local ones. They're great. They're fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
You should go to them.
Go to all of them, whatever you can do. Well, I think we're going to wrap up. We're running a little long, so let's be really quick about the whole plugging all our social medias. Go to our social media stuff, please, and rate us in iTunes. And I think that should cover it, right?
I think that should cover it, yes.
It's short and to the point. So on that note, writing is hard.
So take it easy.
Thanks, everyone. Oh, I'm Mary Mascari.
And I'm Melissa.
I forgot how we do this.
We'll get it together. We got it together. We're pros.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.